For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In Oklahoma, religious-based adoption agencies now have the right to refuse to place children in same-sex couple homes. Governor Mary Fallon signed the bill on Friday. The LGBT advocacy group Freedom Oklahoma plans to fight back. Executive Director Troy Stevenson.
While we're disappointed, it's really tragic for the 9 to 15,000 young people that are trapped in a system that the state is now limiting the number of families that they can be adopted or fostered out to.
Governor Fallon has also angered gun owners, vetoing a bill that lets adults carry handguns without a permit in Oklahoma. Law enforcement was against the bill because it eliminated mandatory background checks and firearms training. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
The president has unveiled a 50-point plan he says will help him keep his campaign promise of lower drug prices. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the reforms will encourage drug makers to keep a lid on prices. He says the changes could take months.
The system is rocket science. It's unbelievably complex.
In addition to tweaks to Medicare, Azar wants to force drug makers to disclose the cost of drugs in their ads and also scrap a rule that keeps pharmacists from suggesting lower cost out-of-pocket options. The military says two American fighter jets have intercepted a pair of Russian bombers near Alaska. The bombers flew into an air defense identification zone about 200 miles off Alaska's coast. Two U.S. F-22 fighter jets intercepted them. The U.S. planes escorted them into international airspace for more than half an hour, according to the Russian Defense Ministry. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
The government has put out its latest list of the most popular baby names in America. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Emma and Liam, the most popular baby names in 2017. It's the first time that Liam has claimed the title, according to the administration, but it's the fourth straight year that Emma's been number one. For the first time since World War II, Michael falls out of the top 10. Number 12, Emily also fell out of the top 10 for the first time in nearly 30 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Russia has reversed course and dropped plans to deliver advanced S-30 air defense systems to Syria, according to a Kremlin spokesman. The change followed a meeting between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Israel became concerned about the possible arrival of new defense systems in Syria after a wave of airstrikes on targets in Syria by French, British, and U.S. fighter planes in April. The airstrikes were in retaliation for an alleged chemical weapons attack by Syria. Supply lines in Syria, manned primarily by Iranian soldiers, have been a frequent target of Israeli airstrikes. The Israeli army says a large attack occurred Wednesday and Thursday after Syrian troops fired a barrage of missiles into the Israeli-held Golan Heights. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.